This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. All along our nation's southern border, a crisis has unfolded. Farmers and ranchers have sounded the alarm on a situation that is threatening the safety of both families living near the border and those eager to enter the U.S. Just last week, all 50 farm bureaus, Puerto Rico Farm Bureau, and the American Farm Bureau called on President Biden's administration to act. Meanwhile, stories flood in from farmers and ranchers at the front lines of this crisis. Stephanie Crisp Canales has lived in southern Texas all her life. She ranches just 50 miles from the border. Over the past decade, she has watched as the number of people illegally crossing the border has dramatically increased and mode of crossing has also changed. When she was younger, Stephanie said those crossing were usually families who would knock on their door looking for food or water. When her family provided it, the migrants would offer to do a small job around the farm as a way to say thank you. But today, human smugglers known as coyotes cram desperate migrants into vehicles that barrel through Stephanie's property, destroying fences, water supplies, and gates when they are pursued by law enforcement. Stephanie also shared how ranchers she knows have been attacked while opening a gate because a group wanted to take their vehicle, and now she and her husband are always watching each other's backs when opening a gate. Stephanie isn't alone in fearing for her safety. John Paul Schuster and Bill Martin from Texas explained how people in their communities have had their homes and vehicles broken into and ATVs stolen. Farmers and ranchers have explained how they won't leave home on their own, have started carrying a weapon with them everywhere, and tell their children not to go out of sight. Many people are making the life-threatening journey to get to the U.S., some just children. For example, in Texas, Kate Hobbs' husband was driving around inspecting their fields when he came across five young girls abandoned on the side of a field along the river. These children, who all looked younger than 10 years old, appeared to have been left to fend for themselves. Luckily, the Hobbs family and their employees were able to provide immediate care for the children. Farm and ranch families living on or near the border have witnessed and been affected by illegal border crossings for decades, but never before have the crossings been so destructive. When fences are cut and gates are destroyed or left open, it can be devastating to cattle. Animals can be injured trying to get through cut wire, end up in a pasture with no water, or wander onto roads, posing a danger to themselves and humans. Ranchers also raise different breeds of cattle and have varying vaccination protocols on their animals, so keeping them separate is essential to herd health. When groups of migrants make it into the U.S., they cast off anything they don't need for the next part of their journey. Farmers and ranchers often find backpacks, clothes, shoes, trash, and other items left behind. These trashed items may seem like nothing more than a nuisance, but can be dangerous for animals, especially if consumed. Stories like these have come to light as state farm bureaus in Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California led an effort to bring attention to the issue and to call on the federal government to provide resources and solutions. And now, across Farm Bureau, we have raised our united voice to call on the administration to address this continuing crisis and bring relief to those left vulnerable. We stand ready to work together to find solutions to these challenges and to ease the suffering of those looking for a better life. Two Farm Bureau-supported bills introduced in the House would help close the gap on rural broadband. AFBF Congressional Relations Director Emily Buck provided insights about the bills. The Broadband for Rural America Act and the Eliminating Barriers to Rural Internet Development Grant Eligibility Act in a recent interview. Buck said these pieces of legislation are extremely important because, as we've all seen, broadband is a necessity and our rural communities still lag behind our urban counterparts. These pieces of legislation focus on providing resources to rural communities that lack it. AFBF joined all 50 state farm bureaus and Puerto Rico Farm Bureau in sending a letter urging the Biden administration to address the surge of undocumented immigrants entering the United States. The increase in illegal immigration is severely impacting farm and ranch families, putting property and personal safety at risk. The letter was sent to Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, and Interior Secretary Deb Haaland. The letter states, "We have been listening to the concerns of our members and hearing how their livelihoods are being affected by the surge on the border. Farmers shared how their crops and property are being damaged, which in turn has caused financial hardship. For example, these landowners are experiencing cut fences, destroyed crops, compromised water sources, vandalism, litter on their property, and more. Most importantly, the security and safety of these families are at stake given the current circumstances." Russell Boehning, president of Texas Farm Bureau, recently provided context on the issue. Boehning said there's damage to crops, damage to fences, and other types of things. In addition, he said there are safety issues. Maybe you have children at play outside or even folks that work outside. We basically just shared our concerns that we're hearing from our members and ask for some assistance. The fact that all 50 state farm bureaus and the Puerto Rico Farm Bureau signed on to the letter should send a message about the gravity of the problem, according to Boehning. Farm Bureau is teaming up with Purina to bring you the 4th annual Farm Dog of the Year competition. The grand prize winner, Farm Bureau Farm Dog of the Year, will win a year's worth of Purina dog food and $5,000 in prize money. The winner will be recognized at a Farm Dog of the Year awards ceremony at the American Farm Bureau Annual Convention in January 2022. Up to 4 regional runners-up will each win $1,000 in prize money. Eligibility guidelines and submission requirements are available at fb.org/farmdog. Farm Dog of the Year nominations, which include written responses to questions, still photos, and a video clip, which is optional, must be received by July 2nd for consideration. USDA's weekly crop progress report indicates that as of June 6th, farmers have planted all of their intended acres or are nearing completion of planting. The report does not take into account whether or not farmers planted more of one crop than they originally indicated in the March Prospective Plantings Report. This week's report is also an early look at crop conditions and how selected crops are faring in the latest weather swings. Jumping from colder than usual temperatures to high heat, crop conditions are unlikely to stay this favorable for long, especially if drought conditions worsen. These weather shocks are likely to impact estimates for crop supply in the 2021-22 marketing year as demand continues to increase and push prices towards their highest levels since 2013. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.